Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. So today we are talking about the second portion of Behalotcha, the second Aliyah. Today we talk about how the Leviim, when they start to work in the Beis HaMikdash, they start out at 25 years old and up, and they go until 50 years old. Which, okay, on the surface seems fine enough, but as we learned earlier, that the service actually applied when they were 30 years old. So what is it? Is it 30 years old, 30 to 50 years old, or is it 25 to 50 years old? And we learned something interesting. Rashi says that during those 5 years, were actually an apprentice. They had a master, they had a teacher, and they themselves will be learning their craft for a five-year period. And there's a couple of things brought in here from that. Rashi says that someone who has not shown indications of success after 5 years of study has only a slim chance of attaining his goal. Wow. Seems pretty harsh. Right? And there's a couple of things here. First and foremost, we live in a time today where talk a lot about instant gratification, wanting things to come easily, wanting to receive our reward quickly, not wanting to put in a lot of work, and wanting to be rewarded handsomely for our efforts. We see it when it comes to our jobs and business. We see it in studying. We see it everywhere around the world, that this is a common thing that we are being kind of trained. We see, when we say, oh, we see the young people are acting like this. Well, who taught the young people? Their parents, society, quote unquote. There is some sort of system or some sort of mass teaching being implemented that we're teaching young people that they should feel entitled or feel that they get a big reward after not that much time. And it's not just young people, we see it with older people as well. We're talking about young people, we're talking about Generation Alpha, Generation Aleph. We talk about Generation Z. And there's a lot of thoughts about Generation Z. Talking about millennials, right? So millennials are raising Generation Alpha. And Generation Z, Zillennials, whatever you want to call them, raising Generation Z. And these people as well, all of these generations we're talking about, feel as though things should come easy for them. How many people have actually put in 5 years of work in anything? How many people have actually put in 5 years of work in anything? Even high school isn't 5 years. How many people have played a sport for 5 years in a row? How many people have done some sort of hobby for 5 years in a row? How many people have done that? How many people have worked in a job for 5 years in a row? How many people have gone to college for 5 years in a row or learned some sort of trade for 5 years in a row, done something for 5 years in a row? Rabbi Nachman talks a lot about this incubation period that we lack, that he says so many times people are failing not because they're not good at something, not because God doesn't want to give to them, because they just don't put enough time in it. They quit too early. They see that something isn't going their way and they automatically pull the plug on it too early. And this is a major issue. Where here we're seeing in today's Parsha that it takes 5 years to even find out if you're good at something or not. We can look at it in the harshman and say, well, wow, 5 years and you're gonna discredit that person just because they weren't good after 5 years. And then here we are where we try something for a few times, maybe a month, a few months. If we get a year out of it, 2 years out of something, we think that we should be experts and be at the highest position ever. Right? Meanwhile, we see that the Leviim, they served for 20 years, from 30 years to 50 years. And really for 25 years because I had that 5 years apprenticeship. So to be the tip top of your position takes 25 years to get there. And we want something to come to us after a few months. It's silly. And it's unrealistic. That's one aspect, that we have to take so much more effort and put so much more time into something than we're willing to do normally these days. And we have to be willing to commit the time in years at a time and not just expect for it to go right away, and if it doesn't go, then we're going to pull the plug. Second thing is this, is the aspect of apprenticeship, the aspect of having a mentor. So much of, I'm grateful, what I've been able to learn has been through mentorship. It's been through getting paid less than maybe I thought I was worth so that I could work for a business owner who I could learn the ropes from. I work for many business owners. And when we talk about recovery, we talk about sponsors. We talk about having a sponsor, somebody who has worked the steps, somebody who has already done the things and have recovery and has the recovery that you want, able to live the life that you want, have the things that you want. And how does this person get that? By working the steps, and they themselves have a sponsor, had a sponsor, worked the steps, did the things, and they're trying to give it over to you. That's what we see with the Levine here, right? There's people who have been doing this for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and they're trying to give it over. And people who are coming in sometimes, I don't need this. Who needs this? I can figure it out on my own. And there's so much wealth of knowledge that is there to learn. As I mentioned, working for somebody else, learning the ropes before you go and take on your own business, your own endeavor. And also this aspect of recovery. And it can be in any aspect, talking about sports, talking about anything that we want to master, to find somebody who's good and who wants to take us under their wing and to learn how to go get their coffee and learn how to set up their seat the way they like to and learn how to make sure that that person's ready to go, and when they have a meeting or whatever it is, that things are prepared for that person. And this way, we're going to see that they are able, just being around them, we're able to get so many gems of knowledge that are applicable to us that we'll be able to apply in our own life and our own endeavors. And they become so giving and trusting, and we really become their sponsee, their mentee, their apprentice, which is really a lost art. And something that, with that lost art, we're losing a lot of that knowledge that was once there. And we're seeing this is an aspect why people get frustrated easily and want to quit, because they don't have those tips that push them the extra way. And if you are somebody who has that knowledge, that experience, as we talked about, be a leader. As we talked about in the 7 Complete Weeks, be a leader. Be somebody who's willing to take on a sponsee, an apprentice, a mentee, because we learn so much when we teach. We learn so much through teaching by when our mentee, apprentice, sponsee, whatever, I'll just call them apprentice moving forward so I don't have to go through the whole thing. An apprentice asks a question. It can shift our thinking, right, Kabbalistically, from the small thinking where we didn't even know that there was an issue, and it opens up a brand new world that we have to think about and able to tap into different aspects and pull it down. And we get a download in that regard, and or we're able to connect different sources by download meaning Chiddush. But really, we get to put in different sources and see how different sources connect and how applicable they are from another thing. And, oh, I never thought about that, but actually now that I think about it, it's like this. Or it says over here, it's like this, so that can be applicable over here. And able to bring in new Torah, new novel Torah thoughts. So Hashem should bless us to keep going, to not quit too early, to take on at least five years when we want to succeed in something, to know if we're good at it or not, as Raja says, and to accept upon ourselves mentors, coaches, business coaches, people who are going to help us on the way. And if we've had that aspect, to be able to accept other people and to help them, to leave them good things, to be giving of our time, to be charitable, and to make sure the next generation, the next world is set up to succeed. And in that way, we're going to see really amazing, amazing continuing of growing. That's going to lead to us speedily right now. That everywhere that we are right now is because of the amazing Sadiqim who have been so generous of their time and of their knowledge and been more revealed and more downloads, more Kiddushim that have led us right now to this very time and place. We're on the precipice, on the cusp of Moshiach Sikenu, the third Beis HaMikdash, which is coming here speedily.